Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What is up?
Just a beautiful, crisp winter day, right? Have we officially hit winter? Anybody? We still fall? I have no idea when fall and or winter
starts. I'm going to go ahead and say we're in fall still.
We're fall?
Yeah, I don't know that.
Is winter December? Do we know? Is there an official...
Well, there's a winter solstice.
Is that when winter starts?
Yeah, isn't it?
Is that the shortest day of the year? The winter solstice?
How many questions can you squeeze in
the first
30 seconds?
Well, the Schnitzelwolf's over there. I'm expecting him to be like, well, gentlemen, the winter solstice started in, 6,000, this is the sort of thing that Schulze immediately launched in with being a freaking expert in. All of a sudden, the guy can't get the guy to shut up. Now I'm asking questions and he's got nothing.
I'm a little nervous today, but I do think that...
Wait, what? Why?
You're nervous.
Well, yeah,
it's a big show.
Yeah, huge show. Yeah. Huge, baby. Huge.
Nervous about this big Wednesday show, are
why
you?
Why are you nervous?
Stuff. It's fine. Off the... No, it's
oh,
fine.
Oh.
What?
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 All good.
Okay.
All good.
All
no,
right.
Nothing.
I'm a little worried about you.
I'm fine. I want this job. There's other things going on in my life. Like, just nerves today hitting the
All right. We'll tread lightly. I will. Suk won't, but
Schnitzel Wolf on eggshells. All right. Well,
It happens.
He's hanging by a thread, yeah.
I mean, if you were me, I think you'd understand. But I don't know this for sure. I think the start of winter solstice is literally December 25th.
Oh!
Shortest day of the year. Or isn't it like the 21st or something like that?
Christmas?
Technically?
That's the start of winter? Get the hell out of town, really?
Winter solstice begins on Sunday, December 21st.
21st. So I was right.
2025. Okay. 7:03 a.m., gentlemen.
And there we go.
So now the other
it
question.
It is the shortest day of the year.
Is that the start of winter?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it is. I've always thought it was.
Right. Yeah, the official start of summer is on the summer solstice.
So like, so like December 15th, we're still in fall, huh?
Correct. December 20th, we're in fall.
That felt like December 20th. It feels like winter. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, start of winter. It marks the beginning of astronomical winter.
Oh, yes, astronomical winter. That's just what I was thinking.
Yeah. So yeah, because we're only in fall because we just fell back, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, that wasn't long ago.
Well, today feels like a fall day, but when it's like. When it's pissing rain and dark at like 4:15, you're like, oh, we're in the winter doldrums.
Yeah.
But today was great.
Today was great. Although it is, you mentioned it's crispy. It is crispy.
Yeah.
It's sneaky cold.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, it will, the winter bite, even though
it would
be
the fall
like?
Bite. You know what it feels like to me? Do you want to know what it feels like to me? Do you know
Please.
What it feels like?
More than anything I need to know.
I feel a little bit of San Francisco. Today, because it's a little breezy, sunny, crisp.
Mm. I can feel. I don't know if I've been in. I've been in San Francisco plenty. I don't know if that's
okay.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Well, you did say
not a ringing endorsement.
You did say a little San Francisco.
Yeah,
not a lot of San Francisco.
Little San Francisco.
How about a touch, a dash, a pinch.
A little San Francisco
of San Francisco. All right, I'll take it though. I'll take it.
A lot of wind chill too.
It's not raining.
That's San Francisco, right?
Yeah. And here.
Because you look at the thing and you go, oh, it's 60 degrees. Yeah, grab a parka, dude.
Yeah. Well, I was playing golf this morning in the sun. Wonderful. Shade, freezing ass cold. Yep. So you're in that weird middle range. It's hard to find the zone.
You know what? It's almost like it's fall.
Almost like it's fall. Mm. As opposed to the winter solstice that we now know. Mm. So we know two things. We know the winter solstice, and we know that the Schnitzel Wolf on edge today. Tread carefully. And he's not wearing a headband. That's probably why.
Well, no, he's got... Today he went starter jacket. Is that a starter jacket?
It's the bomber.
The warm-up jacket.
Yeah. It's like the Nike bomber jacket.
That's, you know, I tell you.
Maybe he's nervous about the potential of Jorge Polanco and Gino Suarez not re-signing. I think that's... Is that what it is? Is that we got the Naylor signing and now all of a sudden... we're being very wishy-washy about Suarez and Polanco, and it's got the Schnitzel Wolf a little on edge.
It could kill me if we don't get those guys back.
I get it.
Both of them?
That's the idea that the Mariners did already say they would like to run it back.
But when asked about it, DePoto said a lot of things have to happen.
Exactly.
Which, you know, that's not a ringing endorsement.
You know who's a great sell-high candidate? Jorge Polanco. I mean, come on, dude. Yeah.
He was great.
He had a great postseason, yes. But to expect that again... That guy, I don't know.
It's what everyone said when they signed him last year.
Eugenio Suarez.
Yes.
I'd bring him back. Although he can't hit a lick in Seattle. That's a problem.
it's
only
fine.
For road games. How about this? Can you platoon them home and road and pay them half?
I like where we're going. Funny. I don't think you can pay him half, but you know.
No, I'd be fine with him at DH, honestly. Even if he only hits .220, just the threat of a home run there, it offers protection in the lineup.
I just like that we've gotten to the bottom of what's jamming up the Schnitzel Wolf.
Yeah. It's contracts.
Contracts. He's nervous about Shedeur Sanders getting his first start. There's a lot going on in the little fella's life right now. It's cut him some slack, for God's sake.
We also had the big Taylor Ward trade today.
Taylor Ward?
Oh, yeah, the Orioles. Trading for a position player at the same spot that they paid a guy $50 million to fill last year. Yeah.
I mean, are we burying the lead here? Big sports story?
Taylor Ward?
Taylor Ward? What? Is... So he was on the Angels, the Angels. He's been traded to the Orioles. I was joking about the Taylor Ward.
Yeah, I'm just like, Taylor Ward?
If you haven't figured it out by now, I was being facetious.
I'm aware.
That said.
I didn't know who Taylor Ward was.
Let's now talk about Taylor Ward.
Should. Let me ask the question. Because I'm all about asking questions today.
Not really.
Much like the Winter Solstice, should I know who Taylor Ward is?
Not really.
Okay.
But he is the quintessential modern baseball player.
Mm.
Because
hey, you know what? I just looked at his numbers.
Exactly. Give me his numbers.
Not that bad.
Give me his numbers.
228.
But yes, exactly.
36-103.
Correct. He is the quintessential modern baseball player.
I honestly, when I looked that up and I clicked on it and I saw that stat line, I immediately went, "What? Huh? He had 36."
Well, he played for the Angels.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you're an Orioles fan,
he's kind of like Suarez in that he. For a lot of the year, he hits 105.
Yeah,
and then he gets really hot again. He's like just the modern.
Yeah,
it's just, I don't know. It's just the way it is today.
Well, when the Mets made the move at the deadline, this rings very much like when we got Cedric Mullins, because that was like you're like, oh, yeah, the numbers are pretty good, and then you're like,
were they?
Yeah, like he was.
Give me his numbers when he got traded.
Oh God! Because
I bet they're not very good.
I'd have to pull that up.
Well, yeah.
Wasn't he injured too?
Yeah.
You're our research department.
It did not turn out great. So in Baltimore, he was hitting .229, which
Taylor Ward,
he had 17 home runs.
Okay.
And he had 50 RBI. Mm-hmm. So it's about. I mean, that was half a season, more than half a season, but. It's like when you look at those numbers when he got dealt, you're kind of like, oh, well, yeah, God. All right. You can talk yourself into
again,
that. You're like, eh, you know.
Yeah, I just think that's the modern day guy. It's like, oh, that's all right. I mean, if I gave you those numbers in 1999, you'd be like, that guy's DFA'd.
Yeah, with the 220. Well, that's Will Clark's thing. Will Clark, the old Giants first baseman, Will Clark does nothing but go on Twitter and, one, talk about how great Will Clark was, which he was. And then he also talks about how modern baseball sucks. And that if they played in his era, they'd all be sat down for hitting .220.
I don't think modern baseball sucks. but he's on to something about today's hitter. Tell you that.
So said 228, little high for today. Well, this is like every generation, right? Like we're having this right now in the NBA that no one can stay healthy.
Yeah.
And I got Steve Kerr out there being like, well, you know, the pace of play. And then I got Michael Jordan and Barkley, Kevin, one of a bunch of candy asses. And every generation hates the previous generation. It's just,
I don't know.
And vice versa.
I don't know if that's true. It's just different. You know?
Yeah, but no one's allowed to just say it's different. You have to side one or the other. And then you have to be critical. And then the old people are critical. And then the young people call the old people out of touch and bitter. And then you just kind of go back and forth from there.
Well, I can assure you that in basketball.
Mm-hmm. But can I ask again, why did we bring up Taylor Ward?
Because it's the big news of the day.
Okay, I was wondering, was there something? I didn't mean to cut you off. I was like, wait, were you going somewhere with Taylor Ward?
Not at all.
Okay.
I was just cracking. It was baseball humor is what it was.
Okay. I just want to make, was there a larger point to be made in the big Taylor Ward trade?
Basketball, modern basketball, way worse than old school basketball. Modern football, way better than old school football. Modern baseball, I think it could go either way.
Yeah, those are generalities. Like,
well, yeah, that's what we do. We're in sports talk radio.
So you're saying modern basketball way worse. I don't know, man. Yeah. Every now and then I'll catch.
It's way worse.
I'll catch one of those '90s like ESPN classic, like Knicks Bulls and like the Pistons. Dude, that's not necessarily. Like, those dudes are walking it up and down the floor. They're beating the hell out of each other. It's like mid-range jumpers.
Are they walking it up and down the floor like Denny Avdia for 15 seconds within a tie game?
Hey.
Against the crappy-ass Dallas Mavericks?
That's the only time that happens because Denny is usually putting his head down and being like, pass? No.
Walking it up the floor and standing there for 15 seconds and then chucking a fadeaway off-balance three-pointer when it's only tied and you only need one or two to win the game. Is that what you're talking about, walking it up the floor? Give me a break. By the way, we may have differing opinions on sport. All I'm saying is, even though sometimes we can sound a little Will Clarky, I'm not Will Clarky when it comes to football.
Yeah,
I feel like college football is about ready to have its heyday. It's not there yet because it's still finding its structure, its postseason structure, but it's getting better. And I think if they get that right, that sport is going to be awesome. And I feel like the NFL is just, there's a reason why NFL's king.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Right, look, the NFL games.
I mean, I don't want to go back to the old NFL, do you?
No, I mean, like if we went back, I don't know how anyone stayed healthy in the olden days of the NFL because quarterbacks.
I don't think they actually were.
Well, yeah, I think you got them painkillers and no one cared about concussions. But like, I look at it. When quarterbacks get hurt in the game, it's brutal because no one wants to watch backup plays. We don't even have enough good quarterbacks. And when you think about the way the game used to be officiated and what you were allowed to get away with, no one would survive. Like Patrick Mahomes would die. His little effeminate hip run thing that he does when he goes out and then is allowed to slide, he would die. Like someone would take his head off.
Why is it effeminate?
Well, because he runs a little bit like he's got like that, like he's got birth in hips. It's the damnedest thing, and yet it's effective. I've never seen anything like it. He runs like Captain Jack Sparrow, and yet somehow the guy gets a first down every time. It's the weirdest thing, and that has to be the most maddening thing to play against him. He's out there running like in this Jack Sparrow, Dolly Parton, 9 to 5, swaying his childbirthing hips. And yet you can't get him down. But in the olden days, you just get like sliding. Go ask Trent Green how sliding worked out for him. You get your head taken off and you get collapsed in the pocket and someone picks you up and power bombs you. Like no one would survive. But they did survive back in the day. So it makes me wonder if you grew up used to playing that way, would you eventually adjust to it? But I am with you that the old way of doing things like throwing for like, you go watch Troy Aikman or go look at Troy Aikman's stats when they won Super Bowls. Troy Aikman threw for like 2,800 yards and like 19 touchdowns and seven picks.
It's almost lost on us how exciting football is now.
Yes.
And listen, there's a lot of bad football.
Sure.
Okay, but there's a lot of bad baseball and there's a lot of bad basketball.
Yes.
The worst of professional sports is garbage.
Yes. But it's always been.
Yeah, no question. But generally speaking, football is way more exciting.
Yes.
Than it used to be.
I would agree. Even if you think it's kind of been dumbed down or it's been softened up or whatever, at the end of the day...
Boy, I don't know how you could say football, any part of football is soft. I mean, that you know, you're basically just Jim Brown at that point.
Well, look, compared to what it was, yes, football is softer than it's ever been. You're not allowed to hit anyone. You can't hit receivers, right? No crackback blocks. God knows you can't breathe on a quarterback. I mean, they have eliminated big hits. Yes, you still have to be tough as nails because the wear and tear, but like you just aren't allowed to hit people like you used to. When they won their first of the back-to-back Super Bowls, Troy Aikman threw for 3,100 yards and he had 15 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. Like that just doesn't. And that was like a great offense. Like that was phenomenal.
Terry Bradshaw, baby.
Terry Bradshaw. And so the game has changed, and I'm with you. I do think the NFL has done a good job evolving the game and still having it be very entertaining, and I think it's got better. But there are people that probably look at it and say that the game is worse because it's not authentic. It's not real compared to what it used to be, and that's just, you know, that's your opinion.
That's just like your opinion, man.
Yes.
Well, that's your job.
That's right.
Give me your opinion, damn it.
Yeah, that's what we do here. I'm not afraid to do that.
Someone saying like the tiny modern padding adding to multiple football injuries.
I will say, what?
Like no one wears pads anymore in the NFL. If you watch in the olden days, dudes were wearing like arm pads and like their shoulder pads were like the Andy Katzenmoyer largest thing ever. Everyone wears little hutch pads now because the game is about being fast. But ultimately, I just think that you now have heat-seeking missiles across the board.
That's why I say it. I mean, I don't know how anybody could call football soft. Like it's, dude, that is a man's game.
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, it's a bit like saying, oh, Mount Everest is no longer a tall mountain because one mountain is taller.
Yeah.
It's still a very tall mountain. Like, I get the point, but...
Well, it's the idea that you can now hire a bunch of Sherpas and more people can climb Everest than they used to. It still doesn't change the fact that when you climb Mount Everest, there's a good chance you're going to die.
That's right.
So the idea that now that when you get a concussion, we let you sit out for 2 or 3 weeks, as opposed to when you got a concussion back in the olden day, we slapped you on the ass and said, all right, Troy, go get them. Like, that's a good thing that we've evolved past that. It's a good thing that we've evolved past, well, we maybe haven't, but... Like all the painkillers and all the medications. Now we just give you some of the meds.
Yeah, you're right. Painkillers aren't a thing at all.
I know, right?
What the hell are you talking about?
We've gotten a little. Hey, at least we have to document them now when we give them to players. At least that's something.
Yeah, I'm sure that all gets jotted down.
It's above board.
I do love in football when someone goes into the blue tent and they can't walk and then they come back out like 5 minutes later and they're like, he seems to be moving a lot better now.
Well, yeah, there's a reason why they closed the tent, so you can't see in there.
I wonder what happened in the blue tent.
Hey.
He's fine. You know what? He just went in and got that ankle retaped, and he's good to go.
You know what? We may be critical of some sports, but it's because we care.
Yeah.
We love our sports.
We do care.
Thank you. There's your opening.
And Troy Ward. Taylor Ward, who I'm just finding out about, is better than I thought.
If Taylor Ward got traded to the Mets, you would hate him in 10 days. Trust me. You're lucky. You dodged a bullet.
Yeah, look at those numbers. I'm like, yeah, man. Outfielder, all right.
Trust me.
Yeah.
There's a reason why he got traded.
He looks very nondescript, too.
All right, guys. It is time to party.
Ow!
It's Wednesday. We're big on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Some say the biggest. A lot of people are saying that.
A lot of people. Say, I've never seen a show this big.
Yeah, I don't think... Some people have said that they've never seen a Wednesday show this big. Or heard one.
It's unbelievable. The numbers, whew.
And we put a lot of time and effort into our Wednesdays.
Yeah.
So I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Mm-hmm. It's prepared, and it is, it's going to be flamboyant.
Ooh, a flamboyant Wednesday. Yeah. I like it.
But tread lightly on schnitzel.
Ho, ho,
he's having a rough go.
I'm fine. All right.
Yeah,
you sound
great.
Yeah,
you sound okay, just, let's clip that. I want you to clip that, and I would like that next to your this one.
Yeah.
And we'll use that because that sounded anything but fine.
Sounds good.
All right, we've got some college football audio to kick it off. We're going to talk about Desmond Howard and Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah.
Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, now to college football where, you know, I think we've got the analyst that I feel like is super polarizing, but nobody ever talks about. So maybe he's not polarizing at all.
Okay.
But I
who
just
are we speaking about?
I'm speaking of Desmond Howard.
Okay.
And I don't know how you feel about Desmond Howard.
I think he's very bland and, like, whatever.
Okay, so he's not polarizing.
I think at times some of the stuff he says is ignorant. But compared to most national analysts, I don't think he's necessarily hot takey. I just think sometimes the stuff he says is dumb and it's not rooted in anything. But that's like, I mean, that's half of those guys. I honestly think at times that ESPN tells people to say stuff that is so stupid that it starts a conversation about how stupid it is, and then it forms its own narrative.
But he's not one of those guys, is he?
Not really.
Like, he's not a shock jock.
No, he's not
guy.
A shock jock, which is what I'm saying. Just sometimes he says something, and I'm like, what? Desmond
Howard? Well, he maybe
Howard.
Doesn't watch all that much.
No, I think that's...
You know?
I think that's part of it, too. I just think he's there in the background, and he's there because he won a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah. He's on the game day crew.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the one guy on there that I could do without.
Yeah, like I said, he's a placeholder.
So yeah, I guess he's really not that polarizing.
I already forgot the guy's name that got traded. Taylor
Ward, man.
Taylor Ward.
Dude, it's the biggest news of the day.
Desmond.
You call yourself a sports guy?
Desmond Howard is the Taylor Ward of college football analysts. He's perfectly fine.
But I feel like he's not. I feel like a lot of people really dislike him. And yet, we don't talk about him. Like, I don't know. He's weird. We talk about Kirk Herbstreit ad nauseum.
And Pat.
We talk about Pat McAfee ad nauseum.
Sure.
Nobody ever talks about Desmond Howard.
No.
But I feel like nobody likes Desmond Howard. So why don't we bitch about Desmond Howard like we bitch about Stephen A. or whomever?
Because he doesn't do enough things that piss you off.
Okay,
he just occasionally rises up and is like, hey, here I am.
Yeah, well, very milk toast.
Yes. Okay, all right. Well, then he's not.
There's one athletic director that's pissed off about him.
He's not polarizing until today.
Yeah.
Maybe they told him, "Hey, Desmond, you're not polarizing.
Yeah, do something.
Film a video out in front of your nice.
Care more.
Film a video out in front of your really nice mansion. Show people, kind of passive aggressively, how great you live and how great you have it, and say something wild." So this is what hit the social meds today.
Yeah. Happy Monday morning, everybody. I'm here taking out this garbage.
It was Monday. Sorry. Yeah. Not Wednesday. Yeah. Not this morning. Monday.
Yeah. Happy Monday morning, everybody. I'm here taking out this garbage. Had a couple of thoughts. One is, man, I miss the twins. But as I'm walking past this tennis ball in my yard.
I don't know what that means. The twins.
I don't know.
I was also thinking, don't be surprised if that Texas job opens up at the end of the season. You guys were shocked when LSU opened up. Imagine how you're going to feel if that job in Austin pops open. I'm not calling or saying anyone's going to get fired. Maybe a mutual parting of ways. You dig? Anyway, you guys have a great Monday.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I think I did have a great Monday, although I can't remember. Second, his house, so he's just filming himself as he's taking out his garbage.
Yeah, wearing
his
like house. He's got like a bucket hat on that says just fine.
His house is awesome.
Yes.
I don't know where he lives.
I'm assuming Florida.
Dude. And then
they're at a palm in the back of it. And
yeah, it's somewhere nice. Yeah. The twins, I have no idea what he's talking about. Maybe his kids. Does he miss his? Does he have twins that went off to college or something?
I don't know.
No one was shocked when LSU job opened up. I don't know why he said that.
Yeah.
But then he got to the meat and potatoes of why we're playing him and talking about him.
Yeah.
How about that?
Mm. Here's my thing.
What is that about? Like, he's the only one saying that.
Exactly. This is the problem that I have. Like, I don't think he's super hot takey, but I think this stuff is really douchey. And this is just my two cents. And Desmond Howard is a much better football player than I ever was.
He was?
Heisman Trophy, and he goes on. He's on ESPN.
You weren't up for a Heisman?
I was not up for a Heisman, no. I was a semifinalist for the Remington Award. Not quite the same thing. But when you do crap like this, I understand why Texas is upset, right? I really do.
Yeah, they had to come out today. Well, I don't know if we have Sark. I don't think we have the Sark audio. But
so the Texas AD, Sark, all addressed this. Sark even said, I don't like to address this stuff, but this I have to address because this is from a prominent guy. And he goes, this affects our recruiting. And, you know, and Sark did put his feet down and say, I am going nowhere. And the AD said, this is ridiculous. So these rumors have been out there supposedly about Sark, and was it a couple weeks ago there was an idea that Sark wanted to coach in the NFL, and so these things have been circling around, and
so do I, by the way.
Yeah, me too. Here comes Desmond Howard, and this is the problem that I have with it, right? It's one thing if you have a podcast, if you have a show. In fact, Josh Pate, who is everywhere now, Josh Pate is the new king of college football. Josh Pate, maybe 2 weeks ago, was making the rounds as he normally does. And he goes on with Dirt and Sprague in the morning too. And he said this on all the shows. And he said that he had been hearing, and he goes, I don't want to say who, but he goes, there are three or four people that I trust that I really, when I hear them speak, I take what they say seriously. And I have heard independently from all three of them that Lincoln Riley may be somewhere else next year. And that on itself is still kind of a wishy-washy statement, but at least you're backing it up with saying, hey, I have three or four people that I listen to and I heard it independently from all three and four. And when I hear that coming from all of these different people that I trust, I feel comfortable enough to come out and say, I think there may be something there. Didn't say it was Florida, didn't say it was LSU, didn't say it was Penn State, just said, I'm hearing a lot of things that Lincoln Riley may be looking to go somewhere else, right? As wishy-washy as that is, and I think at times is kind of dangerous as that can be, it's still from a guy with a lot of sources that is saying that's trying to lay out a clear picture, and you're doing it in the context of your job, right? You're doing interviews and you're doing your own show. You say that for Desmond Howard to be taking out the trash and casually just say, "Well, It wouldn't shock me. Didn't say where he heard it from. Didn't say that it's going to happen. Didn't say why. Or just well, you know, just you were shocked when LSU. No, we weren't. So don't be shocked when Texas. I think that is irresponsible. I think that's irresponsible journalism from a guy that should be better than
that. Try it again, please.
I think that's Bush. And if I was Steve Sarkisian or if I was the Texas AD, that would ruffle my feathers a little bit.
Well, it did.
Yeah.
And that's very uncharacteristic of him. Like you said, he doesn't really.
No, you don't really do that.
He's not that kind of guy. So maybe it's, now if Sark leaves,
then
it's like, wow, that Desmond Howard.
But still, I still think it's a crap. Even if, because here's my thing. If you believe that, if you're Desmond Howard, then at least have the decency to try to do the Josh Pate thing. And by the way, do it on game day. Do it in front. Don't film yourself taking out a garbage can. Dude, that's I can't say the word, but S-posting, right? That's going on Reddit as sliced bread and being like, hey, by the way, don't be surprised. I'm not saying that it's going to happen. I don't know where it came from, but check this out. Don't be surprised. And then you drop it and then you run away. I think you're just dropping a turd in Sark's lawn and then being like, I don't want to pick that up. And then you still have the culpability. This is the Joe Rogan thing. Oh, I didn't say it. I was just asking the question. You know, that's horse crap. You are saying it. So if you've got the balls to say that you think Sark's leaving, then tell us you think Sark's leaving. Tell us at least, hey, I've heard this from multiple people, people that I trust. Don't take out your garbage in your awesome home and then casually be like, I don't be surprised.
You know, Desmond, I don't think he's here yet, but he's going to be here this weekend.
Yeah.
You think we're going to get an apology on an awkward apology on game day? Because I can kind of feel one coming.
It might.
Where they'll have to address
it. Yeah, and be like, hey, man, I don't know. I just
want to say I'm really sorry. That was irresponsible. Yeah. You know.
Well, there's a difference between being sliced bread and you said you're Desmond Howard. And for how many years have you been on the biggest college football show in the land? So when you say something, that's different than... Then even if you're just, you know, you're you or me or anyone else that has a microphone in front of them, there's a different level. And Kurt Herbstreit found this out. Remember, what did Herbstreit break? It was something about Michigan, right? Herbstreit said, it was a number of years ago, and Herbstreit said something. He said, hey, I have sources and I think something's going to happen. And I thought it involved Michigan, but I'm not certain. But he had one, and it turned out to be wrong, and he got murdered for it. And Herbstreit goes, dude, I am so sorry. I did not realize this crap. And he goes, this is not who I am. I am not doing this breaking news crap. I want nothing to do with this. He goes, I was just telling you what I heard, and I tried to relay it out there, and it turned out it was incorrect. And Herbie was like, hey, man, my bad. And that's my thing. Desmond Howard isn't an investigative journalist. He's not one of these guys that's breaking news. Dude, you're a game day puppet. That's just, I just don't think that's the time or place to go about doing that. And I think you have to back that up with more than don't be surprised. And if I was Sark, that would piss me off.
Great question on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. Is it worse to cook on someone's grill or drop a turd on their lawn? Which is worse?
The turd. I mean.
The grill seems a little more intimate, though.
Really?
You know, that's right up at the house. It's like my grill. Whereas the lawn, it's like, okay, it's a dog turd.
At least I don't have to clean up a turd.
Yeah, that's fair. But you got one. But you got a guy cooking on your grill? Yeah. Like, that's pretty demasculating.
Well, I'll tell you what. One is more demasculating, or what would that be?
Demasculating.
Yeah, demasculating. Yeah. That's, one is more that, and the other one is just insulting. Like, I mean, that's... To drop a turd on someone's lawn and then just look at you and be like, what? And walk away? Boy, that's tough. Them fighting words.
All right, let's carry this over. I've got more college football audio. This time it's Kirk Herbstreit and what he said on social media today. And also, you know, a little whimsy regarding Sark. We will get to that next. But first, Schultzy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're talking about Desmond Howard dropping this Monday bomb while taking out his garbage. He said, don't be surprised if the Texas job opens up.
Yeah. Basically, well, of course, a mutual parting of ways. And this is on the heels of maybe 3-4 weeks ago, there was a report that Sark was looking at the NFL.
You know what's funny about it, too, is like he said it was Monday, so he posted that on Monday.
Yeah.
Sark only addressed it today. It's only gone viral today.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? How it just probably sat out there for 2 days and no one really cared. And then it goes viral.
Yeah.
And now Sark's talking about it.
Well, Sark's talking about it. The AD's talking about
Everybody's talking about it.
Well, it's kind of a big deal, right? I mean, Texas was the number one team. And last year, you know, the last couple of years, they've been on the doorstep of a national championship. And this year has been a bit of a disappointment. And all of a sudden, you know, there's this.
But what I'm saying is it wasn't a big deal until it went viral.
Until it was.
This is the power of going viral.
Yeah, there's
this is why people are so terrified of that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, again,
Neil Olshay.
I wonder how many, wonder how many recruits, and maybe that's ultimately what it is, how many boosters and recruits eventually asked about it to where, you know, if one or two, but if you get 10 recruits and 3 high-level boosters that have all contacted the AD or someone in the football department, then you're like, damn it, like, we actually have to talk about this now.
Well, I just a little whimsy before we get to Kirk Herbstreit with Sark. What if he left? Like, who would Texas hire? Like, isn't that like the best job?
One of the top three.
I mean, I'd rather be in the Big Ten. So probably Ohio State's the best job.
Yeah, that's the only the only challenge to that is you do have to play in the SEC. But Texas and Ohio State are the two biggest brands. They make the most money. I mean, obviously, you can prove that you can win there. You played, you know, you're in the playoff basically every year, or at least, you know, close to it. Fertile recruiting grounds, more resources than you could want. I mean, why wouldn't you want to be there? Which, again, leads to the question of why would Sark want to leave?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
but I guess the rumor is that he was not trying to leave for another college program. He was trying to leave for the NFL.
Well, and I also don't think he would want to leave. It's just, maybe it's like, hey, look.
Yeah, well, that's the Lincoln Riley.
You know how UT is. They're like, maybe we want to look around. And then he's like, well, F you. Then, like he said, because Howard said in there, mutual parting away.
Well, that's the Lincoln Riley thing, right? When Josh Pate was talking about Lincoln Riley, that was more so of, if Lincoln Riley went to USC and was like, hey, I'm looking elsewhere, would USC really be that pissy about it? Or would they be like, okay, cool, man. Like, we want to be out of this deal anyways. Like, good luck. I mean, but last year, Sark signed that massive extension there in Texas. They used the whole Alabama thing, well, it's like 2 years ago, right? The Alabama job as leverage, because they have the same agent, to jack up his price.
So who would you hire if you're Texas?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, We've talked about this. You got one of two ways. If you're Texas, you can go get a sitting coach. You can probably go get most sitting coaches. You can
probably get anybody.
With the exception of, you know, Ryan Day, Dan Lanning, Marcus Freeman, right? Those people probably aren't going anywhere.
Ooh, Freeman.
Yeah, but he's not leaving Notre Dame.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I just don't think you're going anywhere. But outside of those handful of guys that are really entrenched in programs that have everything, you're Texas. You can probably go get most anybody. But I would also like to point out that the coaches that we just talked about, coaches that in, if you were to say who was the immovable coaches, Dan Lanning, Ryan Day, most people think Marcus Freeman, who just laughed at the LSU and Florida job.
I would have said Sark.
Yeah, Sark, but obviously he you know, if he leaves. By the way, I'm not certain that the NFL is beating down Sark's door, just FYI. Is there any other coaches that you would say are immovable?
In college football, I could see Freeman moving, but it would have to be something like Texas.
Yeah. My point is, if we're just
saying... Cignetti?
Oh, there you go. There's another one. All three of those guys were either low level
Elko.
or assistant coaches. Lanning was like a 2-year coordinator at Georgia. Marcus Freeman was promoted from within. Ryan Day was promoted from within. None of those guys were the sitting guy somewhere else that they went and grabbed. So if you're Texas, maybe you look at, you know, who the hot coordinator is. I'm not saying that, like,
don't they have that old Washington coordinator that was with Sark?
Yeah, Kwiatkowski's still there.
Yeah, he's there, right? He's their offensive coordinator?
Defensive coordinator.
Defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Well, their defense is pretty good.
Their defense is
good. Hire that guy.
I don't think he's head coach guy.
Why not?
He just doesn't have the, he's just not the leader of a program. And it doesn't sound like, and that he kind of knows that too. I think he's one of those guys that is more than happy to just give me my $2 million a year and I will coach defense and let you do with all the other crap.
All right. Well, it's all speculation, but that's what we do.
Yeah.
Here.
Wildly speculate.
Yeah, sports radio, man.
But that, when I heard that Sark was sniffing around the NFL, my first thought was who?
Well, yeah, no one's going to hire Sark. Why would anyone hire Sark?
So you're telling me that Sark's reputation is so stellar that the NFL comes? Huh?
I don't really see college guys that... Don't you think that ship's kind of sailed a little bit? The college guys going to the NFL?
It usually does not work out very
right.
well. No.
I mean, how many times... I mean, and give me a college guy who would just be like, wow, that really fits. Dan Lanning doesn't fit in the NFL.
No.
He doesn't seem like he fits in the NFL.
Well, first off, he's younger than half the players, and a lot of Dan's... Oh, how should we say?
Oh boy.
What would you call it?
This is going to go viral.
No, just his
chutzpah?
His chutzpah? I'm telling you, that's not a fit for every NFL locker room. That right there in a lot of places doesn't fly. Now, yeah, a lot of guys that are 35 don't care. Leave me alone. I'm a professional and I'm going to go do my thing. Now, to be fair, I think when Lanning's name started getting kicked around and people started, you know, milling the NFL stuff was like the rise of Dan Campbell, because Dan Campbell has some of that Dan Lanning in him. The difference is that Dan Campbell played in the NFL for a decade, coached exclusive in the NFL, and has been around that league. The NFL is a weird place that when they don't feel that you've earned their respect and you don't understand their stripes... Even Nick Saban is the greatest college coach of all time. And go ask anyone that was down there in Miami. No one respected him. And Nick walked into a place basically saying, you will respect me. And Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor and Dante Culpepper threatened to fight him. Like, Dante Culpepper had to be held back from beating Saban up.
Who do you think would win that fight?
I think Dante Culpepper.
Oh,
you think anybody would defend Nick Saban and fight for him?
I think someone would feel bad as the blows rain down upon him. So
yeah, you break it up. Defend him, but you break it up. Jim Harbaugh worked, but I also
Worked, but again, long time NFL guy.
I think of him as an NFL coach before being a college. I thought of him as an NFL coach who went to college.
Yes.
Now Pete Carroll is the one exception.
Yes, Pete
who
has
felt
worked.
Like just a college coach.
Yep.
Who has worked? I mean, he's a Hall of Famer even in the NFL. So
you remember too, though, that Pete is.
I just don't think college guys.
One of Pete's strengths, but also what he gets criticized for, is Pete's a very offhands NFL coach. Pete's a, hey man, we're just here to compete, and whatever happens, you know, kind of happens. He is not a Pete's not a heavy handed very yeah. intense sort of guy. He's chomping gum and clapping hands. It's just, it's a fine line. There's such a difference between, first off, the college game and the NFL game are two wildly different things. They just are. From a lot of stuff that works in college will never work in the NFL because NFL players. Like, a lot of offensive schemes are awesome when you're playing against piss-poor DBs that you can just run into the ground. College systems are great when you can just run check down Charlie and get the ball out of your hand in 1 second, but when you have elite corners, there's nowhere to throw the ball. Or, like, a lot of Chip Kelly's run schemes, which are very simple, they work great in college, but all of a sudden in the NFL, you're like, hey, this should work. It doesn't. Why? Because Myles Garrett's out there. Well, we can block Myles Garrett. No, you can't. Like, no one can. Hey, our left guard can scoop this defensive tackle. No, he can't. Well, why not? Well, because that's Aaron Donald. So, like, the NFL game from a scheme-wise is way different. And then you go from dealing with 19, 20, 20-year-old kids that you have your thumb over them to where all of a sudden you have a 33-year-old man with three kids that, by the way, is making $60 million and he's not going to listen to you browbeat him. Now, I do think that some of the coaches in college games today may be better suited because you're starting to see more of an NFL model. You and Lanning has even said this, you can't browbeat players anymore. If you want to be Johnny Hardass to your star receiver, he'll be like, okay, cool, man. Bye. I'm going to go over here. And so there is more of an NFL feel to it. And so coaches are going to have to adapt. So that thing may actually get easier. But from Steve Spurrier to Nick Saban to, I mean, God, how many different college coaches have failed? And the only ones that have really succeeded are Jimmy Johnson and Pete Carroll. And it's a pretty short list. And then throw Harbaugh in there. But as you said, that was NFL to college.
Well, somebody said he started in college.
Yeah. But he played in the NFL for like 15 years.
It is weird. He started in college. He did. But I don't think of him as a college coach.
No.
I don't know why.
And he really is a... Dude, Harbaugh's a special guy. Whatever you think of Jim Harbaugh has been uber successful wherever he's gone.
Urban Meyer worked.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you call you getting laid that? Working, yes. That
you guys remember that
him.
Magical year in Jacksonville?
One of the truly great college coaches of all time.
Yeah.
And remember he kicked his kicker?
Yeah, no, I don't remember that.
Yeah, like,
I remember he grabbed some girl's butt.
Yeah, well, he grabbed more than the butt. That was more of a, he gave her a little bit of a, how's your father? Yeah, that might have been the worst experiment of all time. Like, everyone hated him. He came in and was like.
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
He came in and thought he was coaching the Gators. They're like, yeah. Kiss my ass.
All right. Well, anyway, don't really see many or any college coaches going to the NFL. Enough of that. I do have a Herb Street audio. Now, he had to unload on dumb fans today.
Yeah.
Which you like to do a lot.
Yeah.
So Herbie and you have something in common now. And so we will play that audio and tell you what he said. Play for you what he said. Coming up next here on 105.1 The Fan. Okay, now to Herbie audio. Now, he's... We talked about Desmond Howard earlier. Mm. Herbie's kind of got a little bit of a lot of people have really turned on him. I mean, he used to be like the darling of college football.
Yeah, he's soured the last couple years. Yeah. Some people think that it's...
And I don't really know why.
The Ohio State bias has creeped up. Some people think the...
See, I don't hear that. Do you hear that?
Well, he was crying when Ohio State won a national championship.
Well, he played there. But when he does his analysis, I think he does a good job of being impartial.
I think the overexposure doing the NFL stuff, I think, has rubbed people the wrong way. I think sometimes even the dog stuff has been accused of being performative.
Now, that stuff is ridiculous. Did you see his latest dog video?
Dude, I don't know. He puts out so much of that stuff now. And
well, I only saw one recently, but it was absurd.
Yeah. I think ESPN making his opinion seem so important to people for a College Football Saturday that we've got to follow him in a convertible to his private jet with his puppy. Like,
yeah,
that's
kind of ridiculous.
The whole shebang is so just too much.
And the video was his dog, and I assume he's on his plane a plane.
Yeah, it's a private plane that he has been flying.
But his dog is on a bed, like not a dog bed. Yeah. He is on a bed.
Yeah.
And the dog is getting ready to, I mean, the dog looks tired.
Yeah.
Tired. He's just laying there, big old golden retriever. And it's him 45 seconds, like, telling the dog, hey, you know, you had a long day, and I just really want you to sleep tight, buddy. And like, it was, I'm like, what the heck?
It's wild.
I mean, look, we all talk to our dogs, but what are they doing with that? Like that I agree with that. That's why it's like, what, Herb Street, dude?
Well, and unfortunately,
you're a bit.
He seems like a nice guy. The other one too. So we, granted,
he is a nice guy.
But if you notice, we've mentioned about five things, and then you top it off with his kid. His kid got a job covering college football and like landing big interviews.
Where is his kid? Is he at ESPN?
I think at ESPN.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it's like
a little nepotism there.
Well, and they're saying like they're promoting him as a member of the national championship team at Ohio State, and you're like, oh my god, no, he wasn't. He was a walk-on.
The kid.
Well, he was a walk-on.
Oh.
And so they're promoting him as a national champion, and he's landing some big interviews.
Oh, geez.
His name, Zach, I believe his name is. And it's called he's hosting a show called Off Script with Zach Herbstreit.
Okay.
And he's getting huge like names in college football, like all the biggest names. And obviously that is, you know, dude, you throw all this together and people are starting to be like, all right, man, like you're becoming,
it's a little much. Yeah, maybe a little over exposed, you know. Now he's doing a podcast, and today he was on there. He was with Joey Galloway.
Yeah.
And
also an Ohio State fellow.
Yeah, and Herbstreit went viral for this because he's starting to get heat from people think that that ESPN is just in bed with the SEC and they'll do anything to promote the SEC.
Yeah.
Here's what Herbstreit, you think that's true?
Look, I think they have a massive deal with them. Why wouldn't they want the SEC to be, you know, propped up a little bit?
Yeah, I think ESPN would, but I think I've always thought, and this is just my opinion, I've always thought Herbstreit has been very...
I agree.
Just sort of even-keeled and fair. I just don't...
I like him.
I don't see bias in his... I think he's a little milk-toasty, but
I'm just telling you where people are...
I'm just telling you my opinion. Yeah. I don't see bias in what he speaks about. As a matter of fact, I think that's one of the reasons he's so successful, is that he has been great at riding that line. This is why Troy Aikman's successful. It's why, as an analyst, it's why the best of the best analysts, part of the reason why they're very successful and they get to another level is because they have this ability to just really be fair and honest and not point out and articulate things without much bias at all.
Yeah.
So Herbie, on his podcast, had to address the ESPN SEC sexy time.
A&M, Georgia, Ole Miss, Bama would be the fourth, potentially fifth team in these rankings for the SEC. So we're not trying to, these idiots that say, how much do people pay you to say this? F off. Like, we're talking about the sport. We're talking about what we care about. I don't give a shit about the SEC. I give a shit about Where are they going to come? How are they going to find these 12 teams? How are they going to split these hairs at 11, 12, 13, 14? It's fascinating to me. I don't really care who they put in. Put Miami in. I don't care. I don't care if you put six group of five teams in. Do whatever you want to do. I'm just saying, based on what the Sagarin ratings, the AP, the coaches poll, everybody recognizes the depth and the challenge of the SEC. You can hate that. You can make fun of that. Do whatever the hell you want with that. That's the reality of the sport. That's the reality of the world. You can live in fake world. Do whatever the fuck you want to do as far as I'm concerned. Jeez. But
yikes.
The reality is this sport, we're trying to get the best 12 teams in. And how we get there, I got no idea. I'm glad I'm not on the committee. I'm glad I don't have to decide between Miami and Alabama. Because I got no idea how you split the hairs on these teams.
Yeah, he dropped an F-bomb on you.
He dropped a couple
S-bombs.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was...
That's edgy, Kirk.
That's kind of alarming. Like, that's when you first hear, like, you see your principal out at, like, TGI Fridays for the first time, and he's out, like, on some angry, girl hunt, and he's dropping F-bombs, like, drinking Mai Tais. You're like, what the hell, man?
Yeah, he's normally really buttoned up.
Jeez, Herbie.
Do you think Herbie's, like, trying to be a little more edgy?
That could be. That could be. I'm on a podcast. I can let my hair down now.
Like,
or it might be too that he generally is annoyed.
Off. Yeah, I'm sure he is annoyed.
Yeah.
But I also think he seems like the type that would be really. I just think all criticism bothers Kirk Herbstreit, and some of the criticism is he's just real all American, you know, just real buttoned up. Yeah. And so he goes on a podcast, drops a few F-bombs. That'll change that.
I do,
see, I'm zany.
I do so enjoy. and I don't think he does this necessarily, but I like when people, that are generally like nice human beings, they that's not a bad thing. There's nothing wrong with just being nice.
Oh.
And you don't have to play the,
what are you talking about?
You don't have to play the edgy game. Yeah, no one wants to be known as the nice guy. So there are a lot of people that love to put on the act of, man, you never know what I'm going to say or do. I'm wild and crazy. Oh, Herbie.
All right, well, we've got a couple thoughts about this, but we have to take a break. We'll come back about and talk about that. And also next hour, it's the end of an era in Oregon. Or is it? Mm. On the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.